This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome, friends, to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions, comments, success stories, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products or longevity business, 844-236-6010 is our number. And we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also click on the Join the Team link to start yourself a home-based business and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And make sure you take a look at our True Skin Health products at truetreatments.com and check out our over 500, now approaching 600, five-star reviews. On all our True Treatments, you can get True Treatments at truetreatments.com, truetreatments.com. And if you're out there and you've used our True Treatments, love to hear what you think about our various products. If you want to chime in, I'll tell you what, if you have a good experience with our True Treatments, or even a bad experience for that matter, with our True Treatment products, call me now at 844-236-6010 and we'll get you a free Xeno Helio Guard sunblock, which is not quite out ready for sale yet, but it's a really cool product. So anyway, I want to hear what you guys have to say. 844-236-6010. If you've had an experience with my Truth Skin Health products, give us a shout. Let us know what you think and we'll make it worth your time. All right, we got a really cool guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. This is a guy who invents games. He has a game company, Games for Thinkers. In fact, his website is gamesforthinkers.org. He has math games and he has logic games. And he had a game he just developed that I found unbelievably important. It's called Propaganda. It's called the Propaganda Game. And it's a game for teachers and students as well. It's a game that teaches critical thinking, which, of course, is something we talk about on this program all the time. The importance of critical thinking. We have a critical thinking crisis that's costing us our lives. It's costing us our freedoms. It's costing us our health. It's costing us our quality of life. It's a lack of critical thinking that allows us to buy into propaganda. Pro, propagate, forward. Propaganda is actually a religious term. It means to propagate the faith. But it's been co-opted by businesses and by governments and by people who understand how the mind works better than we do. And if you take the definition of propaganda, which is information that is directed at making us do something, usually of a biased nature, who can deny that we are being immersed in a propaganda message, probably the most powerful and the most impactful propaganda message in the history of the world. We are in the middle of it right now. And it's intense. And without the ability to critically think, we will be led like lemmings to the cliff. Because propaganda is about, the propaganda we're dealing with here, is about killing off the individual. That's why we have all this censorship. Censorship is one of the major tools of propaganda, because propaganda has to have, has to be as coherent as possible. You can't have different forms of information. There has to be a coherency. So propaganda mandates censorship. And whenever you see censorship, you can rest assured, any censorship, you can rest assured that somebody's trying to tell you something. And you got to be a dummy not to see that somebody's trying to tell us something here. I watch the news every day, but I watch the news with the mindset of, what are they trying to tell me? Not what they're saying. When you watch the news, you don't want to pay attention to what they're saying, because it usually doesn't even matter. You want to pay attention to the overall message, the global message, the meta message within the little tiny little stories they tell you. The meta message is fear, be afraid. They literally will say this. With what's going on today, they'll literally say, be afraid. You have to fear. They say, fear. Watch the news and watch how many times they use the word fear or afraid or scared or some derivative thereof. Message, the overriding propaganda message that we are being saturated in is not in our individual interest and without the ability to critically think, and that is to discern propaganda, to tease it out, to see where it's there. We are doomed as individuals. We will become the Borg. That's what this is about. It's about unifying everybody. No more differences. No more different races. No more different ideas. No more different religions. No more differences. It's about unifying everything, making everything homogenous, because when everything's homogenous, it's easier to control. All right, I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but we got Buzz Allen coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about his game, Propaganda. I've been reading a lot about this idea of mitochondria. Mitochondria and health. Mitochondria, these days, I hope it's not too intimidating, the word mitochondria. If I said mitochondria 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, people would just probably tune out. I hope you're not tuning out when you hear the word mitochondria. They're so fascinating. And they're getting a lot of attention now as a place where aging begins, as a place where bodily breakdown begins. In fact, there's a mitochondrial theory of aging. I had this book called Cracking the Aging Code, written by Dorian Sagan and Josh Middledorf. Dorian Sagan is Carl Sagan's son. And it's a really cool book. And in it, he talks about what he calls the mitochondrial theory of aging. And it's not just his theory, but he discusses it in the book. In fact, we had Sean Wells on last Friday, and he talked about the mitochondrial theory of aging. And mitochondria, because that's where the energy is produced, that's where sugar, food gets broken down into sugar, and sugar goes through the mitochondria and out comes energy. And that's very, very simplistic, and how it happens is amazing. But when there's defects in that area, scientists now believe that's where aging begins. And of course, that's true, that is associated with aging. But my problem with mitochondrial theory is too specific. Sometimes biochemists forget the big picture and they focus on how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. And they focus on a specific chemical reaction or a specific organelle. And in biochemistry, that's very easy, because biochemistry is like a rat. You can go down the rabbit hole and keep going. You can keep going until you go into the atom and then into the electron and then into nothingness. So you can go pretty far down the rabbit hole, and it gets a little too deep when you start getting into specific sub-organelles. The cell is really where you want to be. When you start getting subcellular, you're starting to monkey around where you really, at an area that's too refined and too small and too subject to volatility to really be effective. You don't want to be at the cell. The cell is really the nexus of health. And all the stuff that you hear about focusing with the mitochondria and mitochondrial supplements, it's where NAD comes in. You probably heard of NAD and NADH, and Sean actually mentioned NAD. And the biochemists who love the mitochondrial theory, they love NAD, because NAD is in the mitochondria. If you think of the mitochondria as a black box where sugar goes in and energy comes out and magic happens in the black box, one of the things that is involved with that magic, that black in the black box, is NAD. But you're starting to get really, really too specific at that point. But if you work at the cell, I'll tell you how you do that when we come back from our break, you have much more power, because there's some stability there. It's not as volatile. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. The line's open, and we'll get your calls in just a sec here. 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. We've got Buzz Allen coming up at the bottom of the hour talking about his game, Propaganda the Game. We'll talk about propaganda, and we'll talk about the game at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls this segment. Let's see here. The four-pole square hell. That's how you handle the cell, folks. Everything we talk about in the way of health on this program is about the cell. All disease is cell disease. Dealing with the cell is all you got to know. Not the subcellular stuff. Don't worry about that. There's so much. Unless you want to just, like, be blown away. Now, if you want to be blown away, ponder on the subcellular, the subcellular universe, all the stuff that's going on inside a cell. That's amazing. And I think when we look at the cell as a circle, like we saw it, like we imagine it in biology school, or biology in high school, in our biology text, like a circle with stuff inside, that doesn't do the cell any, the majesty, the incredibleness of a cell any service. It kind of simplifies things. It's not simple. It's incredibly complicated. All the stuff that's going on simultaneously in this little blob. It's not a circle. It's a blob. It's like a little blob of jelly. Protoplasm. It's beyond belief. You can't even imagine what it is, even with an electron microscope and all the computer animation stuff that they have. It still can't even begin to touch the complexity and the tightly regulated nature of what's happening inside a cell. Nonetheless, by working with the fourfold square of health, nutriate, respirate, move, and rest, you can give the cell what it needs from a physical perspective. Now, the psychology should not be marginalized, but from a physical perspective, nutriate, food, less food, better food, and nutrition. Respirate, making sure you're inhaling and exhaling, moving the body to the point preferably where it's uncomfortable, and then lots and lots and lots of long, luscious rest. That's how you handle the mitochondria. And in anything above and beyond just being blown away by the mitochondria and being in awe of the mitochondria, if you start to say, oh, I'm going to start to manipulate the mitochondria, I think that's getting to be, that's when you start to play at a realm that really you have no business playing at. It's too complex, and it's too volatile. Like, there's too much happening there. All right, I'll get your calls in just a sec, but I want to read this real quick. I just read this a minute ago. It just came off of one of my favorite websites, medicalexpress.com. UK overestimates coronavirus death toll. No kidding. You think it's just the UK that's overestimating coronavirus death toll? What's the point of telling us how many people died when we go good and well that we don't know how many people died of this coronavirus? You go on the CDC website, it lumps pneumonia and influenza and coronavirus all together because they're all basically the same thing. You can't attribute a death to COVID. On the other hand, or to coronavirus, on the other hand, they're attributing people fall out of an airplane and have the virus. They're attributing it to that. So statistics, you can't pay attention to the statistics when you hear them repeated over and over and over again, drummed into your head. 156,000, 1 per 80 seconds, 4.5 million, 5 million, blah, 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 blah. You know they're trying to tell you something. They're propagating an idea at your expense, at our expense, as individuals. All right, we'll talk to Buzz Allen, bottom of the hour. This is this just came out today, and you can find it on medicalexpress.com. Okay, let's go to the phones, 844-236-6010, and there's our friend Bob. Hey, Bob, I hope you got a good connection here.
Hey, is it better?
Yes, it's way better. What's going on, my man?
Okay. Well, yesterday we got off on a philosophical tangent, and I have two questions I'd rather ask you.
Okay.
My questions are, first...
Don't get me started on philosophy, then.
Exactly. first one's on DNA. And yeah. My question is, you know, knowing that viruses distort our DNA anywhere from 20 to 50%, roughly?
Say that again so everybody can hear it.
Okay. It's my understanding, or the premise that viruses distort DNA by 20%.
Don't distort. That's true and it's not true. They don't distort.
Okay.
They become part of our genetics. They're almost like a mechanism for advancing the genome, for evolution. They actually enter into our genetics and stay there permanently to the point where anywhere from 30 to 40 to 50% of your genetics and our genetics are viral in nature. They came from viruses. And it usually happens when a system is under stress. And last week we read how 5G waves can create that kind of stress that will create these kind of viral entities, these little pieces of information. And no one knows whether the pieces of information come from the outside in or the inside out or both.
Yeah, probably both. That article also expressed the fact that it exposes people to additional potential diseases.
In the short term, that happens. And that's a very interesting point you make. And this is where it doesn't affect everybody, though, in the short term. It affects the weak in the short term. Do you follow me?
Okay.
It affects those who are, it's opportunistic. Viruses are opportunistic, meaning they wait for an opportunity. This is why when you have shingles, you don't get shingles. You don't have it all the time. You have it when you're under duress or cold sores. You know, people have cold sores when they're under duress. Yes, go ahead.
Right. Then we pass that DNA on to our offspring. And my question is, you know, considering poor diets and a constant barrage of electromagnetic energy on future generations, does that then predispose them to disease?
Well, that's a great question.
At an earlier age,
That's a great question. Let me answer that question the way I answer. Yes, potentially, but I prefer to see it as an opportunity for us to be forced to take care of ourselves, to not smoke, to exercise, to not let our minds run crazy, to not let our minds take us into a sympathetic mode of functioning. I mean, to actually hack into our bodies. This is an opportunity. Yes, your answer to answer your question is yes. That is what it means. But also no, in the sense that we can do something about it. You follow me? We can start to understand our bodies. I was reading this Facebook post today. This lady is 90 years old. And she's got all these red spots all over her body. You've probably seen this before in older folks. Her body's breaking down. She's in her 90s. Her body's breaking down. And she's putting alcohol on it. She's putting colloidal silver on it. She's putting Neosporin on it. She wrote to Facebook, and somebody says it's ringworm. Another person says put vanilla on it. This is the kind of silliness we have about our bodies, the lack of understanding of how our bodies work and how they're put together. And that makes us susceptible to fear because we live in a body. We're stuck in it. So what I say is understand the body. That's what we should be understanding. And you don't have to understand the mitochondria either, although that is impressive and it'd be nice to meditate on that and to think about it. But we just have to understand the basics of how to run it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How to nutriate it, how to oxygenate it, how to detoxify it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, considering though that the potential there that people are still going to be on poor diets in the future, then a copy of a copy of a copy, offspring potentially,
there's also ages,
you can develop diseases.
Yeah, that's true, but there's also adaptation. You know, that's where immunity comes in. The body adapts.
Okay.
You know, and that's the cool thing about evolution. Eventually it adapts, but it may take some generations. And in the meantime, there are going to be people who are susceptible to certain things. And that's where learning to run your body becomes important. Bob, most people don't even know where their pancreas is or what it does. How are you going to run your blood sugar system without understanding the pancreas? And you don't have to understand a lot about it, but it's the basics.
I got a second question. Real simple.
Yeah. Okay.
Does hyperthyroidism, that's synonymous with hypermetabolism?
Yes. Oh, I wouldn't say synonymous. I would say the cause of it, but they're essentially synonymous.
Correlation?
Yeah. No, it could be causation. That's a bigger question than we have in a second to talk about. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Call me back tomorrow. All right, we got Buzz Allen coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump still calling mail-in voting as an option in the 2020 general election a catastrophe waiting to happen. In an Oval Office event yesterday with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, the president said mail-in voting would be, in many places, a disaster.
Absentee voting, great. But this mail-in voting where they mail indiscriminately millions and millions of ballots to people, you're never going to know who won the election. You can't have that.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease and a member of the COVID-19 task force says he's had to hire security to protect his daughter because of death threats. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying that he never thought people would go that far as to object to public health principles about COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Weekly jobless claims have just been released by the feds. They're down for the first time in weeks. The Labor Department reporting just under 1.2 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, and that's 250,000 fewer than the week before. About 100 people got into a brawl at a hotel near Disneyland last night. Two people behind bars after the fight broke out when a child apparently got pushed into the pool and their family took exception to it. Cops say Anaheim's Cambria Hotel and Suites has been a hot spot for problems very much lately, and they say they've been called there 17 times in just the past month because of other fights and near drownings. One recent guest telling NBC4 in Anaheim that he's reported the hotel because it allows hundreds of people to swim there amid coronavirus restrictions. Orange County's health department is investigating the property. And it was a year ago tomorrow that federal immigration agents raided chicken processing plants in the state of Mississippi. They took about 700 people into custody. As of today, we'll be getting the latest on the investigation that has led to a number of prosecutions. U.S. Attorney Mike Hurst is to be joined by ICE and Homeland Security investigations officials in giving an update in Jackson. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on the archive pages at brightsideben.com, also benfuchsarchives.com. We also have a Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben, and you can find all our Truth Skin Health products, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, oil, vegetable oil, silicone, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing, now available for beauty. Healing is beauty, and that's what you'll find in all our Truth Skin Health products. Healing equals beauty. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I am super stoked to have our guest on. Buzz Allen is
the founder, I guess, of gamesforthinkers.org, and he's also got a really cool game called Propaganda. And we talk about propaganda a lot on this program. We talk about critical thinking a lot on this program. And when I read Buzz's promotional material, I was like, this guy's got to get on the bright side. We need to talk to Buzz. Please welcome to the bright side, Buzz Allen. Hey, Buzz.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. When I know I told you this already, but as soon as I saw that blurb of yours, I was like, this guy's got to come on the bright side, because that's a very, very important topic. We do a health program here where we talk about the importance of physical strategy, supplementation, exercise, etc., for being healthy. But the mind is trumps the body in a lot of ways, and you can do a lot of you can control the body in a lot of ways by controlling the mind. And to me, propaganda is about other people controlling your mind. Is that how you see it?
Absolutely. How we define propaganda is basically manipulative techniques that people use to influence or persuade others, either to accept an idea or a product or whatever. And it's much more widespread than just the traditional areas of advertising and politics that we usually think of it in. In fact, any interaction that goes on between people where they're trying to influence one another, very often these techniques will be used if they don't have a reasonable argument to offer otherwise.
Well, here,
and they work.
Hang on to that point, because you just said something very interesting. You said if they don't have a reasonable argument or perspective otherwise, and I think that's where critical thinking comes in. And to me, propaganda is, it's like if a tree falls down in the forest and no one's there to hear it, does it really make a sound, right? If propaganda is out there, but there's not a non-critical thinker to receive it, it doesn't make a sound. It doesn't work. There has to be a non-critical thinker, critical thinking receiver, correct?
Yes, and it's very hard to avoid these days. I mean, we're bombarded with information like never before, and it's not Walter Cronkite presenting the vetted news. It's just any kinds of opinions, well-meaning or nefarious, and it's impossible to fact-check everything, and one responds emotionally regardless almost immediately. So what this game does is teaches more than 55 different techniques. This is dealing with how does propaganda work. And when you get very adept at recognizing techniques, if somebody tries a bandwagon appeal on you like, hey, try this drug, it's really cool, everybody's doing it, if you see that that's a bandwagon appeal, then that's one step removed where you can say, well, you know, that's not a reasonable reason for doing it.
You call it
everyone else is.
You call it a bandwagon appeal. That's the social credibility or the social cred thing where
right.
You get social validation, I think they call it. Is that what you mean?
Right, because, you should do something just because everyone or a large number of people are doing it.
That's not a good enough reason, is it?
Enormous amount of peer pressure for all the things we don't want kids to do or even as adults. It goes under those sorts of exploitive techniques. But there's also techniques that, you know, manipulate language, and the most nefarious types are the ones we actually internalize, where we actually are lying to ourselves, thinking that there's only two choices in what is otherwise a complex and nuanced situation, or even not even being able to conceive that we could accomplish something, so we don't try.
So tell me about, in your opinion, what do you think about the most fundamental source of propaganda, the most powerful source of propaganda, the most hidden source of propaganda, which is our parents and how we were parented.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. One of the techniques, for example, in the exploit, because we're divided into different sections in the game. An exploitation technique is called an appeal to practical consequences. And this, now, telling somebody about the practical consequences of something, that's not inherently manipulative. But when the consequences are either imaginary or arbitrary or exaggerated.
Or there's an agenda.
Yeah, when there's an agenda, then it is. And a good example off our website was, parent walks into a room, there's toys all over the floor, little girl's looking at her phone, parent says, clean up these toys this instant or I'm going to take them away and you won't have them.
Uh-huh.
Now, every parent's done that. The real reason for not leaving her toys all over is it's inconsiderate for other people that might use the room. They could get broken or somebody could get injured. Now, those are the real reasons that if she understood the rationale, perhaps she would see the perspective of others. But when the parent comes down with this hard, do this or else, basically a threat and an ultimatum, That's a manipulative technique, and people will not respond well to it. They may react, but the most severe one I saw recently was the, you know, if you try to get amnesty in our country, we'll separate you from your children and lock them up in cages. And just because it actually gets done doesn't mean it's not manipulative.
So was it information?
Go ahead. I've had parents say to me, well, no, if you follow through and really take the toys away, then it's not manipulation. No, it's even more manipulative if you do it.
So, hang on, though. That's an interesting distinction. Is propaganda just the information, or is it the information plus the consequences?
I would think propaganda would be more the techniques and information one uses to try to affect active actions, but then actions mm-hmm. follow from it.
Right. So when I see propaganda, when I see the word, I think of propagating an agenda. Like somebody
right,
has a
exactly,
certain agenda.
Exactly.
So they're not interested in you. So usually when we share information, when we're healthfully share information, it's a win-win, right? It's for everybody.
Right.
That's a healthy way to share information. But propaganda is an unhealthy way because it's asymmetrical. It's like I'm trying to get you, right? And so how can we deal with that? It's like you say, you know, have you heard of deep fakes, by the way? Have you heard of this thing called deepfakes?
No,
let me tell you what deepfakes are. Okay, I want you to sit with this one for a second, okay? Because this is very important when it comes to propaganda. A deepfake is computer imagery that now looks exactly like something really happened. You can't tell the difference. And they have deep audio fakes, too, where they have voices of Obama or Trump or anybody else saying something that are completely digital, completely synthetic, and you can't tell the difference. So how do you deal with that in a world of agendas and propagendas or propagandas? How do you deal with something like deep fakes? And how, I mean, our information, the information war is getting so sophisticated that the information purveyors, the propaganda presenters, have these tools that are so good that you can't even perceive the difference between real and unreal. Okay? How do you deal with a world like that as a critical thinker?
Well, what we've done is to try to at least familiarize people with to understand what constitutes a manipulative practice and what is a reasonable argument, and whatever generated that.
Got it.
And usually people that have an agenda are resorting to manipulative practices because it's easier and everyone responds to it.
And you teach people to detect that. To tease that out.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
We've
got to take a break, Buzz, but I want to talk about that when we come back. Like what people can do to tease that out, manipulative intent, malintent, if you will. All right, we're talking to Buzz Allen, his games propaganda, his website gamesforthinkers.org. We'll be back on the bright side with more Buzz Allen and Propaganda the Game right after this.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery
to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Buzz Allen, Propaganda the Game. So how do you discern propaganda? How do you tell when propaganda is in your face? Are there clues? Are there things you can look for?
Well, once you become familiar with the techniques, that we found that's the best way, and that's what our website, propagandagame.org, does, is anyone can go on and actually review real-life examples. And when we created the new version of it, we allow people to post their own examples with pictures or even video or memes, and it allows you to see what other authors think is a particular example, and you can have your own opinions as well, because there's a lot of real-life situations that involve multiple techniques. And in the game, when people actually play, an example is presented, and everyone votes for what they think is the dominant technique being used, but that's an opinion, and people can feel differently, because very often when real-life examples are a barrage of different things all done at once, and that's how they're powerful and effective for the people doing it.
Give us an example of how you can see, you can figure out if there's an element of propaganda in what's going on in the world today.
Well, you'd want to take a specific example of something somebody said, and you know, like that example with the toys. I'll get one close to home that involves, say, teenagers. If you've got a teenage Romeo pressuring his girlfriend to have sex, and he might say something like, "Oh, you know, you need to do this. Everybody's doing it. We should start." And you know, that's a bandwagon appeal. And then he could also say, "Well, if you really love me, you'll do this. And if you don't, it means you don't love me." That's a technique called drawing the line, where you make it sound like there's only two possibilities. You know, you're either part of the problem or part of the solution for a situation that is more nuanced than that. And finally, they could, go ahead.
This sounds like you could use it in copywriting and sales.
Absolutely. It's all over the place in advertising. You know, but wait, there's more.
So you got the binary thing, and you got the bandwagon appeal. I love that way you say that.
And, and you know, there's 55 different techniques.
Oh,
and
there
it
are.
Takes a while looking at examples to, you know, just reading the definition doesn't really get you to the point where you see it happening on the fly. It really helps to look at a lot of examples. And so that's what our website does. People can just review more than 3,000 different examples. They can submit their own. We've made it so that teachers who want to teach this as a class in school can assign kids submitting two or three examples as homework assignments, and then she can pick the best ones and let them play in class where they get in groups and vote on which technique they think an example uses and discuss it.
So listen, I'm gonna just say something that I notice here, okay? So propaganda we define as when they're trying to get you to do something, right? But there's a second half to that equation or that definition that we're kind of glossing over, okay? You know what that is? It's that they're trying to get you to do something that you wouldn't do otherwise.
Right.
That you wouldn't do on your own. That you intuitively know, based on all the things that you could do, this is on the list of things I'm not going to do. Right? I'm not going to buy this. I'm not going to participate here. I'm not going to believe this. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the manipulation...
That wouldn't happen. A change in attitudes or behavior.
But no, a change that wouldn't happen anyway, that you wouldn't do on your own. That's
right,
the problem with propaganda. It's using nefarious... Use the word nefarious. That's a great word. It's using nefarious, underhanded subterfuge to get you to do things. And some of the techniques that you talk about, appeal to pity... quotations out of context, casual oversimplification. These are not nice things to do to your fellow man, right?
Well, exactly. And some people have said, well, you're going to train our kids to be propagandists. And the truth is, once people don't inherently want to manipulate others unless they're some kind of monster. And once they understand that, you know, what that involves, you know, you don't do it. And it really does change the nature of interactions. And the interpersonal relationships there's more of that going on in every interpersonal relationship, whether parent and child or student teacher, spouses, everywhere.
And what does that say about us?
People do it because it's a shortcut. If they want you to change your behavior, your attitude, it's a shortcut to use a manipulative technique rather than just actually, you know, work hard to find a really reasonable way an argument and discussion.
Right.
They're visceral. I mean, manipulative techniques. That's why they use them. You know, Machiavelli. Mm-hmm.
So if you see a context, a quotation, somebody's quoting something out of context. If you see oversimplification, somebody's trying to talk to you or persuade you to do something using these techniques. Slogans are a great one. Politics uses slogans all the time. Repetition,
sure.
Another great one. Politics uses repetition all the time. If you see people using these techniques rather than saying, you know what, this car is better. In your car. This car is going to save you a lot of money. You're going to be able to be safer in this car. You know, come up with a rational reason why they should buy the car. You should be on your toes for being manipulated.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And practice helps. And that's all we're trying to do is raise the level of awareness and discourse.
Yeah.
You know, people are still going to disagree. It was interesting when we were looking for examples, I would pick a topic that, you know, was a controversial issue, whether gun control or abortion. And when you look at even the memes on that have been posted on Facebook on both sides, they're both using the same techniques, just from a different perspective. So this is not uniquely a left-wing or a right-wing thing at all.
Right.
They do it on both sides. And if you're concerned about it, and most people are concerned about the opposition using propaganda. They don't mind it so much for the people they agree with.
That's a good point. So here's the thing. It's very easy when you start to understand how much we're propagandized, how much all the information we get has an agenda behind it, and usually an agenda of based on something that we don't want to do. How do you get around just giving up and just saying, I'm not going to pay attention to anybody. I'm not going to listen to anybody. I'm not going to listen to anything.
Well, do you really have the option of totally withdrawing from life and all interaction? I mean, even if you adopt that attitude and go live in a cave, we're at a point in the world where the interconnectedness of the world is inescapable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the best thing you can do is inoculate yourself and your kids and your friends so that they at least understand how they're being manipulated. Then you have a choice. When you see the mechanics of how something's being done to you, you have a choice of how you want to resist that.
Mm-hmm.
And
isn't that ironic?
You're just, yeah.
Isn't it ironic how we're dealing with a viral infection, like a medical viral infection, but we're also dealing with mind viral infections? You said inoculate, right? I mean, we have to inoculate ourselves against something that has the same kind of viral malevolence that the supposed virus, you know, like a COVID virus would have.
Well, we certainly know from the placebo and nocebo effects that mm-hmm. your attitude towards whether you're sick or well or going to get sicker or get well are more effective than most drugs are either way.
Yeah, drugs work by the same mechanism. The chemistry of a placebo is the same as the chemistry of a drug. It's the same mechanism.
Sure.
So you're doing it.
Sure.
It's your immune system doing it.
Yeah. So it's attitudes are critical, and the attitude that you take towards life and the conclusions you come to based on the input you get are absolutely critical for your self-image, for your choices that you make in life, and the consequences are real. And so it's very important.
That's powerful stuff. We have, through the power of our attitude, we have so much power through the power of our attitude. Something as simple as that seems it's simple, but it's not simplistic. It's a very powerful place to come from. And this is great work that you're doing, by the way. Real quick, how'd you get into, we've got about a minute here, how'd you get into games?
It's an accident of birth. My father and my uncle were pioneers in America. My dad had developed a Wolfenproof, the game of modern logic and equations in the 60s, and he and my uncle were spreading that all around the country in schools. My uncle Bob Allen's the one that developed the propaganda game with Lauren Green, the actor from Bonanza. And we still sell the board game that was developed in the 60s, but the online version at propagandagamer.org allows everybody to participate much more in creating real life examples and posting them and interacting with other people, and it's
and you can buy it online. Is it a hard game or a digital game?
You can buy the game online at gamesforthinkers.org, but you can play the online version for free at propagandagame.org.
Oh, that's awesome! Propagandagame.org what was that? Gamesforlearning.com, did you say?
Gamesforthinking.org, yeah.
Gamesforthinkers,
I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. Gamesforthinkers.org. All right, hey, did you ever hear the game theory of life? Do we have Buzz?
I've heard of it.
Yeah,
I've heard of it.
We're out of time. I'd love to talk about it, but maybe we'll have you back on. Would you come back on?
Sure.
Awesome, Buzz. Good to talk to you. Have a great day, buddy. The Propaganda Game. That's awesome. Buzz Allen, The Propaganda Game. I just Googled The Propaganda Game, and you can get gamesforthinkers.org. You can get all his game stuff. That's it for The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. We're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.